Good morning, Ray of Hope. I am Reverend Ryland Andre Harris, and I am tremendously honored to lead you this morning in meditation and prayer. Our text this morning comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which simply states, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, in prayer and in supplication, making your requests known to God." The word of the Lord is already blessed. I would like to offer you this following thought. Calm down and trust God. Did not God handle it on January 1st? Did not God handle it on February 1st? So what makes you think that today would be any different? God is still a God who sits high and who looks low and who knows all that we stand in need of. Everything that we go to God in prayer about, we know in His word that He will answer if we pray it in the name of Jesus. We are not to worry and pray in the same sentence. We're not to doubt and fear and pray in the same sentence. On New Year's Eve, our founder and senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale, encouraged us to go to God with ridiculous prayer requests, bold, outrageous prayer requests, placing a demand in our prayer that what we ask and petition of the Lord, God will bring it to fruition. And I'm here as a living testimony that when you go to God and make your request known unto Him, oh my goodness, the windows of heaven will open unto you in such a way that you won't even have enough room, as the Bible says, to receive all of the blessings that God has in store for you. Oftentimes, we think that when we go to God in prayer, that God forgets about us. We think that He does not hear our prayers. We think that we are too late in our requests, making our requests known to God. And that simply isn't the case. Our text this morning is paralleled to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that if we keep our minds stayed on God, He would keep us in peace, peace, perfect peace, shalom, shalom. That means that we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. We can go to bed at night. We can sleep. We can walk with our heads held high, knowing that everything that we have placed in the hands of God, it's already taken care of. The hymnologist writes, "Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. God is willing to aid you. He will carry you through." So, beloved, calm down and simply trust God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this opportunity where we can lay our burdens before you. We can cast all of our cares before you, knowing that you love us, that you hear us, that you care for us, and most importantly, that you will answer when we call. God, we thank you for those who are on this meditation this morning. God, I thank you for my brother and my sister, those whom I cannot physically touch tangibly right now, but those who are connected to you right now, spiritually. God, we ask that you would calm their hearts and soothe any doubts and fears and any anxiety that they may have in their minds, God, this morning. We ask that you would allow them to recognize that all they have to do is ask you, and you'll see to it. You'll see to it that all of their needs are met, because you said in your word that you are a God who will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. God, we thank you for perfect peace this morning. We thank you for a peace that surpasses all of our understanding. God, we thank you for allowing us to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith we have been called. We thank you for allowing us to wake up with an opportunity to start over, to start afresh. God, if we doubted you yesterday, we will not doubt you again. If we were anxious yesterday, God, we will not walk in anxiety anymore after this. We are going to walk knowing that we already have victory in every single thing that we touch and every room that we enter and every conversation that we are in. We know that we are going to have the victory because you said that you would be with us. You would never leave us. You would never forsake us. You would walk beside us. So God, we thank you for that this morning. God, we ask that you would continue to bless this branch of Zion known as the Ray of Hope Christian Church. We ask that you would allow us to continue to impact and transform this present world into the kingdom of God. We thank you for our founder and senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale. We ask that you would allow us to hold her up on every leaning side, that when her arms get tired, she doesn't have to worry about who's on the right or who's on the left, but that we are able to just automatically be there to hold her up as she continues to follow you. God, we thank you for every single thing that you've already done. And if you don't do anything else, God will still give you the glory. We'll still give you the honor and we'll still give you the praise. But we are putting a demand right now on the altar, God, that you would answer every prayer request that is laid before you, that you would answer every need and every desire right now in the name of Jesus. Allow there to be no lack. Allow there to be no want. God, we are praying for overflow, overwhelming overflow in the name of Jesus. And God, if we can ask for one other thing, we are asking for good reports in the name of Jesus. There are a whole lot of other reports going on, but we will believe the report of the Lord. So we are thanking you right now on March 1st for what you are going to do right now for herein and forevermore. God, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you. We commit to you this day, this hour, this entire week, back to you it rightfully belongs. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray with thanksgiving and overwhelming joy. All of the blessed people of God says amen. God bless you, Ray of Hope. Please consider joining us next Wednesday right here for our prayer call and meditation at 7:14 in the morning. We also will invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We are live and in person in our main sanctuary. And for those who would like, you may stream on our church website at www.rayofhope.org or on YouTube or Facebook Live. Remember, friends, no need to worry, just trust God. I love you. Talk to you later.